The Best of Times Radio Hour, live on 101.7 FM and 710 Kiel, a show dedicated to seniors and boomers in Northwest Louisiana. Here's your host, Gary Kaligas.
Good morning, everyone, and Happy New Year. I'm Gary Kaligas, the publisher of The Best of Times, the only magazine and radio show for mature adults in Northwest Louisiana. Hope you and your family had a great New Year's Eve and celebration on New Year's Day to welcome the new year of 2025. Hopefully you made a lot of great resolutions to accomplish this coming year. Thank you for tuning in to our show today, and also thanking those who might be listening via the internet at www.710keel.com. Also thanking those who might be listening via the Keel application on their Apple or Android devices. Also thank those who might be listening via the podcast of this radio show on Apple Podcasts, as well as from our website, thebestoftimesnews.com. We thank AARP Louisiana Neighbors, Tenant Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer for being the exclusive sponsors of this radio show to provide you with the beneficial information each and every Saturday morning. In just a few minutes, we're going to share some interesting weird laws in each of our 50 states that will definitely amaze you, so stay tuned to the show to learn some interesting information. It is Saturday, January the 4th, and we are broadcasting our show from the studios of News Radio 710 Kiel, a Town Square media station here in wonderful Shreveport, Louisiana. However, today's show has been pre-recorded, so we will be unable to accept call-in questions and comments from our loyal radio listeners. Be sure to pick up the January-February issue of The Best of Times at one of our 278 distribution locations. We thank you for the many compliments about our magazine. We do appreciate hearing from you. Remember, if you're unable to find a printed copy, you can always visit our popular website, thebestoftimesnews.com, to view both current and past issues. You can also listen to previously broadcast shows here on the Best of Times Radio Hour. In addition, you can view and download the 2024 Silver Pages Senior Resource Directory. Speaking of the Silver Pages, we are working on a 23rd edition of Silver Pages, our Senior Resource Directory, which is our most popular publication with seniors and boomers in Northwest Louisiana. If your business is interested in being included in our annual Senior Resource Directory, do call us at 318-636-5510. Again, 318-636-5510. We'll be right back with more information, but now a word from our sponsors and advertisers who do make this radio show possible. You're listening to the Best of Times Radio Hour here on News Radio 710 Kiel, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and Ebers, Tenant Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer.
The Best of Times Radio Hour will be right back on 101.7 FM and 710 Kiel. Now back to the Best of Times Radio Hour on 101.7 FM at 710 Kiel.
Welcome back to our show, the Best of Times Radio Hour, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana Neighbors, Town and Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer. Joining me on my show as a special guest is Mr. Shannon Johnson, who is joining me to share some of the interesting trivia and weird state laws in the various states. So thank you, Shannon, for assisting me today again on this radio show.
Thank you for having me. I'm enjoying this.
So as I mentioned in our show on the 28th of December, for many, many years I've been doing this on the radio show, is sharing trivia with our guest. And our guest, as well as our wonderful listeners out there in the Arklytics, and everybody's been really enjoying it and looking forward to it during the holiday season, where Gary Kaligas and the Best of Times would be sharing this trivial information for use in for family members to share with their family members at family gatherings, et cetera. So last week we started with the states going alphabetically from Alabama up until Kentucky. And now we're going to be continuing on from Louisiana until our last state, which I think is Wyoming, if I recall. Whatever the last are, alphabetically. Maybe I got a misstatement there. I know it's one of those states.
It's Wyoming.
Wyoming.
Yes. We need to teach educate ourselves.
That's right. We do. Well, there's so many. The 50 states have a lot of them. So yes. So again, everyone, these are items and weird laws that I found by my research in every one of these states. And they're quite weird, strange, and downright silly. And believe it or not, you can get fined or even worse in prison and other penalties for violating them. There are many on the books so far. We hope that some of these will eventually will come off the books. But most of the time, it's more difficult to take something off the books than it is to add to them.
Correct.
I know how these politicians and congressional legislatures work. It's sometimes difficult to get them off.
Yes, it is.
Because that's a lot of time-consuming work they don't want to do sometimes, mm-hmm. right?
They're, correct.
Them and their staff. So, Shannon, let's get started with our states that we did. Again, if you missed that show, you could always download it. It's going to be on our website that you can pick up the unusual laws from the various states going from Alabama all the way to Kentucky. So now we're going to be starting with our wonderful state of Louisiana. So you want to do Louisiana?
We'll go for it here. Unless given as a gift, don't prank a friend by sending a pizza to his or her house. Wow. The tab could end up costing you more than a few laughs, $500 to be exact. According to state law, no person shall intentionally place an order for any goods or services to be supplied or delivered to another person unless they authorize it. So do not order a pizza and send it to a friend of yours.
Well, in reading the laws, it says further, I think that it applies to almost anything.
Yeah, it really does.
I've heard of that one. And so that's, you know, they deem it, and why they emphasize this one, it's harassment that you might want to, you know, send them. And it's like, you know, calling 911 on somebody's home, whatever that's called. I can't remember.
Yes.
That's harassment.
And yeah. I'm sure there's been some pranks played on this, and delivery people have wound up paying the price, I'm sure, on a couple of these. Well, but you know this next one? It's kind of personal.
It is. Oh, wow.
You must buy a special license in order to legally sport a goatee.
Whoa. I never knew this one until it popped up.
I never knew this till I sit here and read this.
Wow.
So I'm going to bypass this one and move on to the next.
Okay, go for it. Go for it.
Considering I'm an offender.
Oh.
So
the state of Maine has a law of erecting billboards on highways. Maine is actually one of very few states where highway billboards are illegal. Wow. According to the state's government, you could face a penalty up to $500 for violating the law. You can't blame distracting advertisements for your traffic violation. I'm sure that's what happened. Some people got distracted by wanting to write down the phone number, the website, and somebody crashed and said, "Oh, that sign caused me the problem."
Yes.
And then also in Maine, you see them around Louisiana, but I never thought they would like to go up. An armadillo would like to go up to Maine, where it's pretty chilly most of the year. It's illegal to keep an armadillo in the state of Maine as a pet. Wow.
So I bet you that's an old one.
Yeah. Or they have a lot of armadillos up there, and they don't want too many pets. So, you know, wonder why this specific pet was outlawed. Interesting.
Very interesting.
So going to Maryland?
Yes. You can be fined up to $100 or even go to prison for playing a game.
Wow. Any game?
Both are possibilities in Maryland. Basically, any game that involves dice, wagering money, is against the law in the state.
Wow.
Now, I personally have never been to Maryland, but apparently they don't have any casinos or anything there. So, but also, if you're upset with the gaming deal, it's also illegal to be in a public park in a sleeveless shirt.
I mean, that doesn't say, you know, during a certain time period. It says all the time.
You just can't do it. So if you want to, if you're bringing the gun to show to town, the gun show to town, don't head to Maryland because they won't be kindly to seeing your biceps. Clearly, this has been a problem at some point in the past.
Oh.
I wonder if you get arrested for selling sleeveless paraphernalia like tank tops.
Whoa, that is a dude. That is dude, really.
Amazing.
In Massachusetts, a wonderful state, you never hear just a portion of the Star Spangled Banner at a baseball game or other public entertainment venues. You know why? Because it's a law that singing or playing the national anthem other than in its entirety is punishable by a fine up to $100. Wow.
Wow.
That's an interesting one. And this is a great one. So only our congressional people and legislators came up with this one because I'm sure they must have went to a funeral wake. In Massachusetts, it's illegal to eat more than 3 sandwiches at a funeral wake. Wow. So a true mourner wouldn't be, you know, could be quite hungry, but 3 is a limit. I'm sure they have a little sign, only 3 sandwiches per mourner.
What size is the sandwich?
That's true. It's a... that's a sad one.
A sad one. That would not go over very well here.
No.
Well, would you like to go to Michigan and see what it's like to have a cheating spouse?
No.
And 1931 statute says adultery is a felony in Michigan. The unfaithful spouse may face up to 4 years in prison or a $5,000 fine, according to the Michigan's legislator. The law was put to the test in 2012. Now, this is interesting. When police officer Sergeant James Myers was fired for on-the-job misconduct, including allegedly cheating on his wife and having a relationship with a local waitress, while he lost his job, he never did jail time or paid a fine. But isn't that interesting?
Yes.
That that is on the law. That is on the books. I would have never guessed that. But it's also illegal to serenade your girlfriend there too. So
whoa.
So if you're gonna cheat, you can't serenade them. So they're really into relationships in Michigan. Okay, the law currently puts a damper on romance in Michigan. Perhaps you could get away with it if you did it in the privacy of your own home. After all, women love the bad boy.
Yeah.
What makes this one of the weirdest laws of the U.S. is apparently it's okay to serenade anyone who isn't your girlfriend. It's just singles out your girlfriends.
Yeah.
Serenade the wife, but leave the girlfriend. Don't sing to the girlfriend.
Okay, in our wonderful state of Minnesota, holding a grease pig contest or turkey scramble. Wow. They got creative in saying that it doesn't approve tossing greased up pigs, turkeys, or chickens for fun. Wow. So they must have did that before, but they decided that's not good. And plus, that should be quite difficult, especially a pig. Maybe how would you keep the turkey calm down to do that?
I have no idea. But the greased pigs, I've seen that before, but I've never seen that.
Minnesota, it's also illegal to tease skunks. Who would tease them anyway? I mean, but it's illegal, and they actually created this law to protect humans because I'm sure if you're teasing the skunk, it's going to have some serious consequences. He's going to spray on you.
I'm sure he will. How about Mississippi here? Now, this is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Having multiple illegitimate children. Legally, you can have one illegitimate child in Mississippi. Just don't have any more, according to the state law. This is a misdemeanor, punishable up to a few months in jail or a fine up to $500. It's important to note that the court won't convict solely on the unconfirmed testimony of the child's mother. But isn't that interesting that at some point in time this was an issue?
I'm sure it was.
I'm sure it still is, but I'm sure it's not enforced. But if you have a dog being walked, they must wear a diaper.
In Mississippi.
In Mississippi. Now, I did have a grandmother that when the dog did come into her time, she would put a diaper on her.
We had them on our dogs as well.
But we weren't out walking. We're not sure. This is more or less glamorous than carrying around poop bags. It also seems like it might be extremely hard to execute a successful diaper change or own a rambunctious pup. Yes, that is true. Oh, and get this one. Swearing in front of two or more people in public could land you in jail for 30 days. Whoa. In Mississippi. No cussing in Mississippi. They had some interesting laws there, don't they?
I seriously doubt they enforced that one.
No,
not at football games and other particular bars.
No, and that's kind of like they had the cuss boxes in the bars. No, just put your money in there.
Yeah.
This law does seem to put an assault on the First Amendment. So, though it's been there, I'm sure it's not enforced.
No. In Missouri, braiding hair without a license is illegal. So if you're a cosmetologist and to braid African American hair, you've got to go to the get your particular license before you can braid your necks and shell out for a proper license and put aside some time for proper training. Wow. In Missouri, it's illegal to worry about squirrels. Now, who would have thought of that one? Somebody must in the legislature said, I'm concerned about the squirrels, but we don't need to worry about them. Yeah. So looking out the window and said, gee, I wonder if that furry guy has enough nuts saved up to make it through the winter.
Yes.
And that person is a criminal and arguably has a very boring life that has to worry about that little guy, because I'm sure that little furry guy, that little squirrel is going to have enough saved up during the winter. Wow, what to think of next on that one.
Yes. What about Montana? Make sure to stay off the railroad tracks with your pets. If you're found to have willfully driven an animal onto the truck and caused it injury, you face $50,000 fine or five years in jail if you drive your animal on the railroad track.
Wow.
But it's also illegal to have a sheep in the cab of your truck without a chaperone.
Wait a second. The sheep can be there, but it has to be a chaperone.
It has to be chaperone.
Is that another sheep, or is that another person? It doesn't say.
It does not say. Whatever you consider an adequate chaperone with your sheep will work.
Oh. So wow. That is amazing.
So no, don't leave your animal in the truck, on a railroad track, and if you do have a sheep in your truck, have the chaperone.
Well, that thought, we'll be right back with more information, but now a word from our sponsors and advertisers who do make this radio show possible. You're listening to the Best of Times Radio Hour here on News Radio 710 Keel, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and A-Bears Tenant Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer.
The Best of Times Radio Hour will be right back on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel. And now back to the Best of Times Radio Hour on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel.
Welcome back to our show, the Best of Times Radio Hour, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and A-Bears, Tenant Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer. Joining me on my show as a special guest is Mr. Shannon Johnson, who is joining me to share with our listeners the weird laws that are on the books in our various 50 states. So thank you, Shannon, again for assisting me today.
Thank you for having me.
We're learning a lot ourselves, yes, but also sharing this information with our thousands and thousands of listeners. And we've covered a lot of states. We still have a few more to cover. Let's go about in Nebraska. Nebraska hosting a bingo game without a license, is illegal. So if you need a license to drive, sell liquor, practice law, and even host a bingo game, it's a petty crime, but the fine isn't anything but petty, $500. And it says no person can run a bingo operation where a prize of more than $25 is awarded unless he or she has a license. And also in Nebraska, it's illegal for bars to sell beer unless they also cooking a kettle of soup. So soup and beer.
Okay.
Okay. They wanted to make sure that a couple of drinks sparked your appetite and you could get a hearty portion of a good meal. How considerate that was.
Didn't say
what kind of soup, so I'm sure the soup would vary from day to day. But it said you must sell it, and it didn't say that if you buy a beer, you got to have a portion of soup. We don't know.
And I guess enough beer, you'll eat any kind of soup.
That's true.
Well, you know, over in Nevada, you're not allowed to throw things from a chairlift in Nevada, according to recreation law. So if you have plans to hit the slopes this year, avoid throwing, tossing, casting, or intentionally dropping anything on your way up the mountain. The penalty is not really clear, chances are you will get hit with a penalty. Okay. Also there, if you have a mustache, it's illegal for you to kiss a woman.
Whoa.
A fine if you get caught.
Jeez.
Now, that is something. But not near as unusual as the next one. It's illegal to ride a camel on the highway. This is in Nevada.
Okay.
Now,
top speed of a camel is?
I guarantee you there's been at least one camel go down the Las Vegas Strip. Like you said, the speed is... This is just really, but I guarantee you, there has been a camel on the Las Vegas Strip.
Yes, there have been. There have been
down by the Sahara. I guarantee you, I have seen one.
True. That's very good, Chad. That's very good. And also, you can't use that camel to fish with.
Oh, that's right. That's right. We can't do that either. So I don't think I'll be getting a camel.
Oh, okay. Moving on to New Hampshire, putting anything besides dairy in milk cartons. I'm sure they came up with this one. Unusual, but what goes into milk containers, you know, if you're out of luck and you want to put something else other than the white stuff in the jug, it's going to cost you. And yes. I'm sure that somebody must have inspected and said, this is not milk. Uh-oh, wrong house.
Uh-oh.
Moonshine was supposed to be in there, but it wasn't. It was not a milky moonshine, okay? It's illegal. No, well, this is bad. In New Hampshire, it's illegal to keep time to music in cafes or taverns. So nodding your head, tapping your feet, you know, playing like you're doing the drums is you're going to get yourself in trouble. Wow.
Wow.
That's not enjoying the music.
Most
You're getting in the rhythm. You're getting in the rhythm.
That's no fun at all.
No.
Well, how about if we go over to New Jersey, where annoying people might not get invited to too many parties in New Jersey. However, they can get hit with fines. According to the New Jersey law, individuals who approach or accost members of the opposite sex in public places are subject to punishment. So do not upset anybody of the opposite sex.
Oh.
It's and habitual hand wavers should take note. Oh. The law applies to both verbal harassment and gestures.
Interesting.
And this is even more interesting. It's illegal for birds to poop on statues in New Jersey. I want to see them enforce that one.
They got to stop that pigeon from hitting that bird.
Yes, that is.
Wow.
Well, I guess you could do like Barney and nip it in the bud. I mean, I don't know what else.
So is there a pigeon prison? They catch them and put them in prison? They fine them? Oh, no. That's a sad one.
Do they just simply post a sign, no pigeon poop, and problem solved.
Problem solved, yes. Okay, now in New Mexico, there's a law for waiters and waitresses in that state should refrain from showing their intimate parts while serving customers. According to a law there, anyone that commits this indecent act is guilty of petty misdemeanor and can fine up $100 or serve jail time. Wow. The other weird law in their state, it's forbidden in New Mexico for a female to appear unshaven in public. I got to think about that one a second. Unshaven in public, forbidden. Unshaven. That's what it says.
That's what it says.
Unshaven. Wow.
Okay. I don't know how that works with that first one you read, but I'll leave it alone.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the other one in New Mexico, which I like this one. If a newspaper spells someone's name incorrectly, they could be subject to a fine. So talk about accountability. New Mexico cares for each and every one of our citizens, their citizens, and don't like mistakes. So like this one, it's a weird law, but it seems pretty fair that they need to correct the spelling of, if they put Gary Kaligas in there and misspelled Gary Kaligas, they need to correct that.
They need to correct it. And they need to be doing that anyway. Well, in New York, take big cats off your selfie list if you plan to visit New York. Now, and we do that here in Baton Rouge, you know.
Oh, yeah.
While taking pictures with tigers to post on dating apps is a popular trend, legislation has introduced in 2014 to prevent potential mauling. Don't worry, though. You can still snap a photo with a chimp without incurring a fine.
Wow, it's a $500
fine. $500 fine.
Whoa.
Yes, but while you're out taking your picture with your chimp, it's illegal to wear slippers after 10 p.m.
Slippers?
Slippers after 10 p.m. Now, I don't know if that's inside, outside, around the back, or where, but you cannot wear them.
Jeez. That's a pretty strict law. At 10 p.m., so 9:59 is okay. You got to take them off and put some other kind of shoe on if you're outside. Okay.
Yeah. So
North Carolina, stealing kitchen grease. Wow. Credit this to the grease bandits for getting this law in the book. The law was established in 2012 after countless issues of grease, kitchen grease thefts. Wow. In North Carolina, they were really, I don't know what they did with it all. But those who steal grease worth less than $1,000 is just a misdemeanor, just a slap on the hand. Those more than $1,000 are low-level felony. Wow, they even determine what's the worst. How do you determine the worth of grease? By the by the texture or by its clarity? Or
my word.
Playing bingo for too long is illegal in North Carolina. Wow. Certain organizations are limited. Their bingo games can only last up to 5 hours. After 5 hours, it's a penalty. And isn't that amazing? I'm sure they have a stopwatch there. Well, it's 5 hours. We must leave, and all the prizes do not go. Okay, now, so we were talking about elephants and camels. North Carolina came up with a law because somebody said, I'm going to get me an elephant to plow my fields. But elephants may not be used in plowing cotton fields.
Yeah, it's only cotton.
So you can plow other things. Okay.
Yeah.
And how many elephants are there roaming around in North Carolina? That's what I wonder, too.
Well, I don't know how many plow cotton. I am the grandson of a cotton farmer, and I never saw an elephant anywhere near it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But in North Dakota, they're very particular about their fireworks. If your New Year's Eve plans have you traveling to North Dakota, take heed. Local law prevents you from setting off fireworks after 11 p.m. Additionally, you can get in trouble for displays at unsanctioned times of the year. To avoid fines, refrain from setting off fireworks except for 4th of July and New Year's. So they... We kind of have some of that.
Yeah.
You know, so I can – well, I think you need to let them go after 11. I mean, that's no fun. This is interesting there. It's also illegal to lie down and sleep with your shoes on.
Wow, who came up with that one? That must have – I don't know. Hard day work and you forget to take your shoes off. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that is who's going to know this stuff?
I
know. But anyway, if you do lay down, please take your shoes off if you're in North Dakota.
In Ohio, coughing on public transportation is illegal. So if you cough, it's a minor misdemeanor. Could cost you up to $150. So be very careful. You can't cough on someone while riding a public transportation. Another interesting law, weird law in Ohio, policemen are allowed to bite a dog. Wow. If they think they will calm the dog down. Isn't that weird? And also in Ohio, you will need a license to kill a horsefly within 160 feet of a church. So how does one get a license to do that in their state? There must be a test you must pass. And lots of questions I have about this, but only in a church. You don't have to have a license to kill the horsefly in your home.
I wonder if you can take that test online.
Oh, wow. Okay. Go on. In
Oklahoma, bear wrestling or horse tripping. It's unlawful to engage in or be employed at a horse tripping or bear wrestling event in Oklahoma. According to the state's animal cruelty statute, that means no selling, purchasing, or offering a bear or horse for this purpose. That's horse tripping or bear wrestling. Committing such an act is considered cruelty, animal cruelty, and a fine up to $2,000 and some possible jail time. I would agree with some of that.
Yeah.
It's also illegal to open a soda bottle without a licensed engineer present.
Wow. An engineer?
A licensed engineer. Evidently, Oklahoma has very little faith in its citizens. I think this law definitely goes a little overboard, even in the interest of safety first. And does it matter what kind of engineer? Would a software engineer really suffice for this situation?
Whoa, I don't
in
know
any
about
case,
that.
In any case, these dispute laws are very unusual.
Definitely on that one.
Definitely.
Okay, in Oregon, hunting in a graveyard might seem strange, but Oregon enacted a law to prevent such activity. Hunting. Wow. So you can't be, you know, ghost hunters maybe in there, but it's illegal to hunt. It didn't say what address the hunting of non-living ghost hunters might want to do.
That's what I was thinking. What would you hunt for?
Never know.
Ghostbusters would be it here.
Yeah.
They would be in trouble.
In Oregon, it's also illegal to wear roller skates in a bathroom. Now, who would wear it? Maybe you're trying on your roller skates in the bathroom, but you're not supposed to wear them there. Common sense. Let's hope you don't tumble and fall.
Okay, now I have to say, when we used to go to the skating rinks, we rolled into the bathrooms
true.
On our skates.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, that is true.
So I guess we can't do that. We got to take them off before we go in. Okay. What about Pennsylvania? In fortune telling, wow. You can't run a psychic shop in Pennsylvania without risking criminal charges. Of course, you would predict it, any trouble beforehand being a psychic. According to Pennsylvania legislation, telling people the future, suggesting they change their wills, or revealing where money is hidden is a third-degree misdemeanor, and you can expect to pay no less than a $250 fine. But as stated before, you could do this, but you would know before somebody showed up to give you a fine.
Let's hope so.
Let's hope so. But it's also illegal to sleep on a refrigerator outside there
okay.
in Pennsylvania.
So if your refrigerator is located outside, you can't sleep on it.
You can't sleep on it.
Okay. What they think
but
of
but as long if you got it in your kitchen, crawl right up there and get you a blanket and have a good snooze. But if you go outside, you want to cover your whole body up so you're not seen up there.
In Rhode Island's law, well, it's like, wow. It's if you want to race a horse on a highway, it's illegal because you on a public highway for racing purposes can be fined up to $20 or serve jail time. So why would you want to test the speed of a horse on a highway? Also in Rhode Island, you may not sell toothpaste or toothbrush to the same customer on Sunday, only on Sunday. So make sure to go on Saturday or any other day. So that is really, really. Let's hold that thought. We'll be right back with more information, but now a word from our sponsors and advertisers who do make this radio show possible. You're listening to the Best of Times Radio Hour here on News Radio 710 Keel, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and Eber Standing Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer.
The Best of Times Radio Hour will be right back on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel. Now back to the Best of Times Radio Hour on 101.7 FM at 710 Keel.
Welcome back to our show, the Best of Times Radio Hour, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana Neighbors, Tending Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer. I'm Gary Kaligas. I do thank you for listening to our show today. Joining me on my show as a special guest is Mr. Shannon Johnston, who is joining me today and sharing information about weird laws in various states. And it's been a great adventure today, right, Shannon?
Yes, it has.
And you've learned a lot, and I've learned a lot, and I hope all of our listeners have learned a lot.
Yeah, an interesting conversation, and just interesting to know and kind of have a good laugh on some of these.
That is a good, a good laugh, and let's hope they're not enforced too much in some of those.
Yes.
But again, we hope that you've enjoyed this as well. We're going to continue. We have a few more states left, and we're going to cover these states in this particular segment. So, South Carolina, making fake marriage proposals. Wow. If you're a male in South Carolina, you cannot propose to a woman without meaning it. Can't be fake. Doing so is a misdemeanor, and committing such a crime is punishable up to 1 year in prison and a fine at the court's discretion. Wow.
Wow.
Wonder how often that thing's been implemented in force. Whoa.
I have actually heard of this. They called them breach of contracts from years ago. You had to watch Andy Griffith. And there was an episode about this. So.
Oh, yes. Now you.
But it was in North Carolina, not South Carolina.
Yeah, they're the Carolinas. They're very similar.
Yes.
And another thing in South Carolina, nothing may be sold on Sundays in stores except light bulbs. Light bulbs, everyone. Why would they? They came a long way to think of this weird law.
Yeah.
Thankfully, those who don't plan in advance can make a tasty dinner using light bulbs. I think that would be interesting. What about purchasing gas for your car, et cetera? But only light bulbs? They must have had, when they wrote this law, I think they really blew it.
The light bulb did not go, the light bulb went off. It didn't go on. Well, how about South Dakota? Who would think growing sunflowers in public would be an annoyance? Well, in South Dakota, the plant is lumped in with other nuanced weeds. So sunflowers are considered weeds. In fact, the law says sunflowers may be deemed dangerous and unhealthy by the city building officials. Violators can face a fine. That would be sad here. Because we have a lot of sunflowers here. And I've never known them to be called weeds. So, but also in South Dakota, agricultural producers say it may set off fireworks and other explosives to safeguard their sunflower crops. Okay. Crows and other birds can wreak havoc on a blooming field. So, anyway, this is really strange. So, as long as you're not used in 600 feet of an occupied home, church, or schoolhouse, this makes no sense to me. Makes none. Anyway, but it's also illegal for horses to enter a fountain inn if they aren't wearing pants.
Wow.
Okay, is fountain inn a certain...
Yeah, it's a certain location in South Dakota.
Okay, so it's illegal for horses to enter fountain inn if they're not wearing pants.
So this is a very customized law, state law. Interesting.
And very interesting. And it's... the law seems to be a clever way of getting around not simply barring horses from entering.
Yes. Okay. In Tennessee, sharing of Netflix passwords is illegal. I mean, this is a pretty new law.
Yeah, and this has to be.
It was introduced in 2011, you can, according to fines. In this state also, only persons 18 or older can play pinball. If you're under 18, which I know a lot of kids do play pinball machines, but it's illegal in that particular state, sadly, in the state of Tennessee.
Okay, Texas. It's illegal to buy or sell human organs and tissue. I actually knew this one. Mm-hmm. Even your own. Some exceptions exist for organs sold to be due to legitimate and consensual medical purposes. Atheists aren't allowed to run for office in the state of Texas either.
Wow.
Did you know that?
No.
And that is unusual. And you're required to be given written or oral notice to the victim of any crime you may commit 24 hours prior to doing so.
Now, who would do that? I mean, put a damper on criminals. Okay. I'm sure this was never implemented by the criminals. That was one of
I knew about the first one. I didn't know about that one, though.
Oh, how sad. Serving beer in Utah from a keg is illegal. So it has to be larger. The container has to be larger than 2 liters unless they're a licensed beer retailer.
Okay.
The other one in Utah, marriage between cousins is against the law in the state of Utah unless they are younger than 65. Wow. Husbands are responsible for crimes committed by their wives in Utah if they are present at the time of the crime. So men better choose carefully about your spouse.
Yes. In Vermont, selling or possessing a powdered alcohol product is illegal.
Wow.
This substance can be mixed with water and turns into an alcohol drink. Okay, didn't. It's also illegal to undress in public in Vermont.
Wow.
So don't leave your house naked in Vermont.
No way. In Virginia, it's illegal to wash your mule on a sidewalk. Wow. In our wonderful state of Washington, this one also has the illegal to give your fiance a box of candy weighing more than 50 pounds. Wow. And then in Virginia, hunting animals with a ferret. Well, I've heard of hunting, but you can't do that in West Virginia. In West Virginia, it's legal to collect roadkill and eat it. Oh, well.
Mm-mm.
And in Wisconsin, selling or possessing illegal butter. Well, they're really strict about their dairy. And I thought this was interesting. The taste of cheese must be highly pleasing. And if you don't do this, there's a fine. So they're really picky about their cheeses in Wisconsin as well. Entering a mine in Wyoming while drunk is a fine. And who would want to do that anyway? But that's one of the statements there. And I thought this one's interesting, Shannon. In Wyoming, you may not take a picture of a rabbit in Wyoming from January to April without an official permit from the state of Wyoming.
So May to December, you're good to go.
So you're going to contact the officials there and say, I want to take a picture of a rabbit I see in my backyard. So they give you the amazing. So and this law dates back to 1921. And
goodness!
I wonder if it's still on the books. Well, thank you, everyone, for listening to our show today. I hope you enjoyed all these particular weird laws that we've shared with you for our 50 states. I'm sure there are thousands and thousands of other ones, but these are the ones that we found quickly and came up with and thought you might find this quite educational. Again, thank you, Shannon, for assisting me today. And,
thank you.
Hope you have a wonderful year, and hopefully you come back and help me here on the Best of Times Radio Hour. You were wonderful, and again, I thank you a lot for doing that.
Looking forward to doing it again.
Okay. Join us next Saturday for another show that could benefit you or your loved ones. Don't forget to pick up your personal copy of The Best of Times at one of our 270 distribution locations. May God bless you and your family. God bless America. Have a great day and a great weekend. Thank you again for listening to our show today. Best wishes to everyone for a happy new year. I'm Gary Kaligas wishing you and yours the best of times both today and every day. Have a great day.